Bro, philosophy. Do you understand how many different types of, like, philosophical... How do you say it? What's the word?
Philosophy.
Yeah, like, the...
Philosophical questions.
Yeah, philosophical, like, questions of the world there are.
First of all, we're gonna use philosophical queries, because it's way funnier. So, I like philosophy questions. I love morals. Morals are so good. So, before we start off, before I look up any philosophical questions, let's start off with an old, popular one. The trolley problem. Now, if you're not aware of the trolley problem, Noah, which I assume you are, there's a trolley coming towards two paths, okay. And it's going towards one person. It's going towards three people. It's going to kill three people. And you have a lever that can turn it and kill one person instead of three people. Would you turn the lever? Because, think about it. If you turn it, you are directly responsible for that one person's death. But if you don't do anything, you're not really responsible for anything. Because, you know, it's not your place to, like, decide who lives and dies. So the thing is it right, morally, to pull the lever and kill one person instead of three people? Now, I'll
answer. To be honest, I wouldn't pull the lever.
If I'm being honest, I value human life. Not that you don't. That sounds wrong. I want to preserve as much life as possible. So I would pull the lever, even though I'm saving three people.
Yeah.
By killing one. But it's still morally like.
I feel is like those people are there. You don't change it.
So it's their destiny to die right there.
Yes.
But we talked about this in the last episode.
And to be honest, if they're not moving and their trolley's up there.
Well, they're tied down to the track. They can't move.
Then they're the idiots. They got caught and tied down.
What's the other guy who's also tied down to the other track that you can turn?
I don't care.
I think you should pull it, though.
He's also an idiot.
They're all kidnapped, then. Let's say that. They're all kidnapped and put there.
I'll just get out. I would just hop out of the trolley.
No, you're not in the trolley.
What?
You're on a bridge. Well, in the property, like on a bridge, then you can like pull it on it. So you can't actually save them.
The trolley.
Like there's nothing you can do except for pull the lever.
I'd just run away.
Yeah. So you're just saying leave it how it is.
Yeah.
But I would pull it because I would like to save these people.
But then you'd still be responsible. Like personally, yourself would be responsible for murdering the other person.
Yeah, but I saved three people. But once again, there's no right or wrong answer. So, and there's the other version of it where there's three people who are strangers. And then the one person is a family member. And since you'd probably do the same thing. Just let them die. But for people like me who said I would turn it, it then comes a bit more questioning. Like, would you kill a family member and three people? Strangers?
It's true. But the thing is, like, three strangers also have a family. It's just they're not.
Yeah, but you don't know them. Which is why it brings into your more, like, kind of. It's almost kind of selfish.
Yeah.
To save them now. But since you said before that you would kill that person, it's like. You know? But yeah. You never know. Okay, Noah. Let's get some philosophical questions up in here.
Alright.
This one isn't really that philosophical. I don't know why it's on here. How can you distinguish art from something that isn't art?
Did Larry came up with these questions?
Larry? Sure. I don't know what the fuck Larry is.
You should go fire Larry.
Who's Larry? Okay, how can you distinguish art from that is art, Noah? How can you distinguish something that is art from that isn't art? Like, if there are two...
I feel like if you create something out of your creativity, and then, like, that's what your mind is, like, feeling, and then you can create something, like, out of that, and you're like, oh, I see this, if, like, that's art.
Well, how... Okay, so if I have, like, two cups in front of me, and I, like, cut one of them in half and like just put bounce onto each other, just something random. Is that art or is that not art? Because I kind of just took two objects and it's not like paint. It's not like I really created anything.
Okay, yes, but like
I kind of just did something.
It's a sculpture, and a sculpture is art. So technically, yes.
So if I felt like I wanted to cut one of those cups in half, bounce the other, and make a Teen Titans tower kind of thing, that's what I was feeling. That's art.
Yeah.
But if I was just doing it. Because someone told me to do it, it's not art, because I wasn't really feeling
it.
No,
it's still art.
It is?
Yeah, because...
So you think, like, anything can be art, almost.
Yeah. Okay. Technically. Because, like...
Look up the art definition, actually.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Okay. But...
Because, like, people make, like... There's, like, the thing... It's, like, the big red dot. It's worth, like, so
much. Oh, yeah, I saw. There's one thing I thought was, like, $100 million. It's, like, a white painting.
Yeah.
Which I think that's dumb, actually. I don't think it should be go for that much. Okay, so art is the expression or application of human creative skill and imagination, typically in a visual form such as painting or sculpture, producing works to be appreciated primarily for their beauty or emotional power. See, when we come to the cup sculpture, I don't think that can really be art. Because, think about it. Someone's not going up to that and saying, oh, I resonate with that. That's a beautiful sculpture. It's not really beautiful.
Yeah, but what if someone does? Then they themselves...
They resonate with a cup.
Yes, but then they themselves...
Well, then also, I'll get the question. Can something be art to one person?
Yeah,
so can art be art and not art at the same time?
I'd say yes. I'd say some people, if they don't find anything in it, and they don't view it as art, then to them it's not art. But to other people, if, like, they see something in it, then, like, the Mona Lisa, if some person, like, doesn't understand it, then, like, it might not be art to them. It might just be, like, to
So here's what I get kind of about. When it comes to, like, a painting... And it's technically, paintings are art, like, by all definitions, they are. We can all agree that paintings are just art. Mm. Okay, let's say there's, okay, any painting of a landscape, that's art.
Yeah.
But even if I don't resonate with it, I can acknowledge that it's art without actually really caring at all. So is it still art to me?
Yeah, but you understand that the person that made it had creativity in doing it. But if you don't understand...
But what if it's a really bad painting? They had no creativity.
Well, what if that person did have creativity and that was, like, what they were feeling?
What if they told you that sucks themselves? They're just like, yeah, I'm not the painting.
Then to them, it's not art. Then it's just not art.
So it's just a painting that's not art, though?
Yeah. Not every painting has to be art.
I
could get a piece of clay, I could get a piece of clay, paint it blue, and it wouldn't be art.
Well, it's also hard to find, because art was something created by humans. It's not real.
You telling me this question is a bad question, and we'd be...
Yeah, that's true. It is a good question. I changed my mind. Okay. What do our dreams mean?
Yeah, see, don't fire Larry now.
Yeah. Who the fuck is Larry? Larry's not fired, guys. What do our dreams mean, and how do they form? Do they predict the future in some way? Okay. Guys, dreams, if we're being real, they don't mean that much.
Wait, what was the question?
What do our dreams mean, and how do they form? I can answer that. Do they predict the future in some way? Dreams form because, like, isn't it your brain trying to, like...
It's your... And every single person that you see in your dream is, even though you, like, might not remember them, your brain can't physically make up someone with that much detail. So, it's, like, someone that you've... Or parts of someone that you've seen before on that person. Even if you don't remember them
at all. I've had some very vivid dreams. Like, there are some dreams where, like, I remember every detail, though.
Yeah, I know. But, like...
But then, is that just my brain filling in the details from that dream? Because I'm like, if there's, like, a blade of grass, I'm going to make it look realistic in my memory.
Yeah. That's
but
true.
If it was just, like, a green spike, mm-hmm. I probably would think it's just an actual grass. So, are dreams, like, actually, like, realistic like that? How do they actually look? Because it's kind of hard to say how a dream looks.
I don't think we can.
Because I've had dreams where everything's made of clay.
Yeah, personally, we can't figure that out right now, I assume.
But I don't think dreams predict the future.
No, they don't.
Here's what I think. You have so many dreams in your life, one of them is bound to predict something. Obviously. It's like the Simpsons. There's so many episodes of The Simpsons, people are like, oh my god, it predicted the future. No, duh. There's like 1,000 episodes. Of course they're going to get something right.
Yeah.
It's like that one episode where they released hornets, and then people are like, oh my god, it's the death hornets in 2020. Bro, it was hornets. Calm down.
It's just the one thing. Well, they, like, showed, like, Donald Trump...
In the poster?
...becoming president.
Oh.
Going down...
They made everyone the president in that show.
Going down the staircase.
The escalator.
Or, like, an escalator. I, like, try to look at that, and tons of presidents have gone down.
And that poster falling in the background?
Yeah.
Once again, guys, it's bound to happen eventually. But James Ford, it's, like, for your brain to, like, not... kind of still function. It's like repairing your brain.
Well, because your brain is like your body develops the most.
And I don't think dreams have deep meanings to them. Like, if I have a dream where I'm swimming in poop, I don't think that means something. Not that I've had that dream.
No, but because like you like could like daydreaming, like you just
okay. But that being said, I've had some dreams that like resonated with me. I was like, dang, that was kind of deep actually.
Well, yeah, but like it doesn't mean it's like gonna predict the future. Like, because I'd be like sitting here like. Imagining, like, something, I'd be like, oh, this, yeah. But then, like, that's not, doesn't mean it's gonna happen in the future. It's just, like, a dream is, like, a deep, because it's the only thing that's working at night is your brain and imagination, because your body's not moving or anything.
Yeah.
So it's all in your brain. So it's just like a really powerful imagination and stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's going
to
happen.
So I have a question. I like to think I have, like, at least a kind of creative imagination. So my question is, do people with less creative minds have less creative dreams?
That's a good question. Because that's like, that'd be something that you could, like, go out on a survey for and, like, look at people with, like...
Like, what's the craziest dream you've had, Noah?
Craziest dream?
Mm-hmm.
See, I wouldn't say it'd be, like, a dream. I'd say it'd be, like, a nightmare.
Yeah, that's true. I have a lot of nightmares.
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm trying to remember. I don't... Because I can't remember a lot of my... I haven't had a nightmare in a long time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What did I don't know. Like, ooh, there's a good question. Is it, like, a good thing that you have... That you don't... Like you stop to have nightmares?
Low-key, like, nightmares are kind of fun. Don't lie.
They are. Because then you wake up and you're like, oh, and you're like, oh, that was so...
That sigh of relief is so awesome.
It's cool because it's like you like get this suspense of like a horror movie and stuff, but it's like it's personally happening to you, but yeah. It's not like in real life.
Although,
so it's like...
I've told you these two nightmares before, by the way. I don't remember. But these are two nightmares that I'm like, I don't know. I wish I never had that. One of them was I was camping and a nuclear bomb went off, and it killed everyone that I was camping with, except for me, but it like burned my entire skin. All my skin was torn off. And then I had to wear someone else's skin for a face. And I felt like I was being suffocated by this fake skin on me. And that was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. That was disturbing, Noah. That was horrible. That was not fun. And then when I woke up, I'm like, holy shit, why did my brain do that to me? Why did my brain think of that story? Because obviously that story had to come from somewhere.
But people say like things that like... Okay, so... When I'd be, like, a kid, and I'd be, like, watch this movie, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm little, so I, like, freak out, and I'm like, ah, that's scary. Because, like, I'd, like, get... One of my greatest fears was, like, the Slappy from Goosebumps, and, like, when I was, like, really little. And then, but then I'd, like, go to bed, and I'd, like, a nightmare that night about Slappy.
Oh, okay. For me, I feel like I might have had different experiences with nightmares, because you know my family. We watched horror movies when I was, like, 5 years old.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. My nightmares, I feel like, were a lot worse.
But you know what I'm, like, talking about?
Yeah, because I never had a nightmare of, like, Sloppy. Goosebumps was never scary.
No, I don't know why I was scared of that thing. It's just, like, I don't like dolls. Like, Annabelle, I can't do Annabelle, bro.
Oh, I've seen that. Have you watched those movies?
No.
They're so good. I love those movies. I've never had a nightmare about Annabelle, though.
I like Chucky. Child's Play.
Chucky's not even scary, be real.
No.
He's a funny guy. Not. Okay.
Have you seen the show? There's a new show.
Oh, it's a show. Yeah, I haven't seen the show.
I haven't watched it.
There's, like,
it.
3 seasons, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is a hard question. I don't think I'm able to answer this, by the way. What is the source of your self-worth? Do you believe the same source defines your purpose in life? What? What is the source of your self-worth? Do you believe the same source defines your purpose in life?
Ask Larry what he means.
Larry!
I
think he's on a smoke break.
Oh.
Dang. I don't think he actually smokes, though. I don't know what he's doing. He's smoking hot, though.
He's probably making us some more.
I love Larry. Okay. What is your source of self-worth? What keeps you going, Noah? What keeps you going? If you can't answer what keeps you going in life, what's the point?
See, my question would be family. But then, like, the thing is, like, there's some people who have, like, no family, like orphans, but then they, like, get adopted.
Don't say orphan and point to me.
No.
Oh, you have no friends. You, bitch.
No, I mean, like orphans or, like, you know, like, kids that get adopted.
Well, they get turned into Batman, so they're lucky, actually.
They have, like, no family, but then they still, like, while they're orphans, if they have, like, friends in there and stuff, I guess they could, like, be totally fine. So I guess it's, like, friends and family, like, peers. Is what I'd say would, like, keep me going.
Well, I also think that all of us, because humans are very social people, unless you're just not, I guess, but people need people to, like, have fun and stuff. I mean, that's why we're doing this podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
To, like, talk and, like, actually have fun. Also, another thing is, like, that keeps some people going is probably, like, death. Like, you don't want
to
die.
Okay, here's the thing. That's what the question I was just about to ask. I'm not even joking. Is, do you have, it's, like, the one of the most... common fears. Do you have a fear of death?
Okay, see, this is... Okay, so for me, I don't have a fear of necessarily dying. I have a fear of
how I die.
That's true, but my fear in death mainly is what happens after I die? Because I would like to believe that there is a heaven or a hell, but for me personally, I believe that you just cease to exist, which is scarier for me. Obviously, you probably believe that you'll go to heaven or something, right? But since I don't believe in that, I think I'm more scared of death because it's like, there's not somewhere for me after I die, I believe.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, oh, dang. When I die, it's done. It's donezo, man. You're done for. I think you just cease to exist. Your consciousness is gone. You've also heard that one theory, that when you die, your whole life replays. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is there, like, is that real? I don't know. Is that real?
I don't know. That's, like, you'd have to back that up with so much stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that's actually, I think it's more of a theory.
Because there's also, like, the theory of, like, rebirth and, like, born in a different...
Or, like, reincarnation.
Yeah.
Well, that has to come with a soul, too. Like, do you believe in a soul? My family...
And it's like, I feel like your soul would still, like, remember some stuff. So I'd be like, if you're reincarnated in someone's body and you don't remember anything, then you're a totally different person. You're not the same person.
The thing is, I've had discussions about Haley before because my family loved to have discussions about stuff, especially at dinner tables. We talked about, do we believe in a soul? My family was split on this. My mom and dad say, yes, there's a soul. Me and my brother say, we don't think there is such thing as a soul.
Actually, I don't know how you can prove.
And the thing is, I've watched videos, like, people think the soul is, like, probably in your head, maybe, or in your chest, maybe. But it's been proven that it's not in your head. There's actually been stuff that's, like, it's not in your head. Because they've done head transplants on monkeys. And they were still able to, like, move their bodies and stuff. Like, because if the soul is in the body, then, like, what do they... I don't know. It's something that is... It's a belief, really. Like, because you can't prove or disprove that there's a soul.
Yeah.
And I know Breaking Bad actually touched on that in one scene. You remember that? Where Walter White was going through the what makes up the body, and there's like point
yeah,
three.
Yeah, I saw
yeah, there's
that,
like point three that. Left or something, and there's like and the girl's like, it's the soul. He's like, a soul? He was kind of rude about it, but
yeah,
that show's good. I love that show. Okay,
because like I think everybody like the way they want to die is die old. Older, not too old.
Okay,
obviously.
You see, I don't want to die old.
I don't want to die like 90. I don't want to die.
See, my biggest fear...
But I don't want to, like, sound, like, suicidal.
Actually, my biggest fear is actually is, like, dementia or Alzheimer's. If I was told by a doctor that I was going to slowly lose my memory and there's no way to solve it, I'd probably try not to live anymore. Because I would rather die with all my memories of my family than die...
Yes,
basically alone.
Not remembering anyone.
Yes, why would I...
Like, your kid comes into your room and you're like, oh... Hey, who are you?
Imagine not remembering your daughter, man. That would suck. I'd rather just die. I'd rather die knowing my daughter, loving her, than not even knowing who she was or is. Or that she even exists for that matter.
Yeah.
Your entire life is basically gone.
And then, like, that'd be, like, not just, like, sad for me, because, like, the fact is it wouldn't be sad for me. It wouldn't, because you don't remember anything.
Yeah, and your family would be torn apart.
Yes, your daughter would be, like... devastated because you spent your entire life with that person.
Yeah.
And, like, help them grow up, and then you have no feeling because you don't remember them, and then they're just, like...
Yeah. I'm like, oh, God, it's horrible, dementia. They're getting closer to curing it, though, I'm pretty sure.
Hopefully.
Like, I don't think in our lifetime it would be cured, but hopefully in our... our kid's generation.
Before the sun explodes.
Well, I don't think humans are gonna be around when the sun explodes. We're all gonna be dead by then.
Yeah, I feel like...
Well, there's been already 5 mass extinction events on Earth. What makes you think humans aren't going to be part of that in, like, a few thousand years?
Do you include dinosaurs in that?
What?
Do you include dinosaurs?
Yeah, but we also include the Ice Ages, the other asteroids. There's been a...
The thing is, they're trying to bring back, what's it called? Like
Woolly mammoths, aren't they?
Yeah.
Which, I'm all for that. Woolly mammoths are cool.
That's fine. Just, like, don't bring back the T-Rex.
The Jurassic Park paranoia is getting to you guys. Okay, new question.
No, but listen, Woolly Mammoth, I think that's kind of cool, right? It's just a big hairy...
I love Woolly Mammoth. They're my favorite Cenozoic.
That's cool, but, like, I don't want a T-Rex.
Why not?
Because the chance of that thing, like, if it...
Put it on the island, then. Put it on Isla Nublar. Put it on Isla Sorna.
That's fair. If it's on an island, I guess that's fine. Yeah.
And only have rich people go there, so that if they do escape, rich people can
die. Like that one island that we won't name?
Oh, okay, guys. he's still alive. Okay.
Is he actually?
No. Talk about...
Okay.
What hand motion's going on here? If you value privacy, why is it that if you're not doing anything... if you value privacy, why is it that so? If you're doing, I don't understand the question. Can you read that?
Am I dumb?
If you value privacy, why is that? Why is that so? If you value privacy, why is that so? If you're not doing anything wrong.
Oh, okay. That's just an easy question then. Because if I'm pooping, I'm not doing anything wrong. But I don't want someone to watch me pooping.
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's pretty.
Like, I mean, like, I guess people, like, because some people are like, there's like these like things on YouTube where you can like, first date and it's like, birthday suit or whatever crap. It's like the weird videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, because they see it's like a feeling of like letting yourself free and like getting to like, be able to open yourself up. And yeah. I'm like, I can let myself like. Give people my mind and stuff, but I don't need to show some random person, like, my privates. That's just...
So, Larry, fuck you, Larry. That's a horrible question. what is true friendship?
He probably wanted us to say that.
What is true friendship? Is it ever equally reciprocated? Dang. Okay, Larry, I see you. I see you, Larry. Okay. True friendship.
Larry probably be watching us through these cameras right now.
For real. I don't know. Larry... I feel like he's a tall, slim guy. Probably like Slenderman. Okay. Oh, he's the knight? Yeah. Bro, Brandon was gonna attack Larry.
Yeah.
I love Larry. He should join us on the podcast.
Larry?
Yeah, next podcast. Larry's gonna be there, guys.
He just won't say anything.
Oh, yeah, he can't talk, I don't think. Okay. What is true friendship? Is it ever equally reciprocated? Okay. So true friendship, bro. What do you think true friendship is?
Me and you.
Aww.
I'm joking. I don't care about you that much.
Okay. Okay. I think true friendship. Okay. If someone that you can trust at least.
Yeah, I'd say it's like someone that you can tell anything that you receive, like anything. Yeah. And no matter what, they'll trust you.
Yeah.
Like you can trust them.
Yeah. And
it's like mutual. You can do the same thing with both of them.
Yeah, one doesn't have like a power over the other. Like, there are a few friendships at school. I'm like, one of you definitely have the upper hand in this relationship.
Yeah. And not to be sexist, okay? But I feel like there's way more, like, drama in friendships with
females. Oh, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I don't want to be that guy, but women are just more dramatic. That's a fact. That is a psychological fact, and I don't want to get any hate on it, guys.
I'm not a dramatic person. I don't like I don't find that much interest.
Yeah, I don't really care. Although, to be fair, all the girls tell me the drama, because I'm part of the girls, if you don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh my god, why does that matter? In a week, you guys aren't gonna care.
Yeah.
Have you seen Mean Girls, by chance?
No, I know you want me to.
Okay.
Well, you didn't Grace want you to see that for sure?
Yeah, I watched that. It was pretty good, but the drama was crazy in that show. Not show, movie. But true friendship is with someone you can vibe with, honestly. Vibing is very important. If you can't vibe with someone, what are you guys doing?
Facts.
Like, one-on-one, you gotta be able to vibe.
Just vibe.
Just vibe. Like, Larry's vibe.
And is it ever mutually reciprocated?
I'm not quite sure. I think that means, like, if you put your trust in someone, they should put your trust into you, too. Like, it shouldn't be a one-way thing. It's like, there's not a whole lot of couples where the girl loves the guy, but the guy just doesn't care about her at all. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you don't get married because one person loves the other person.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes
it has to be
like
both have to like each other. Yeah. Is there such a thing as an ideal government? What would it look like? Okay. Political guys, I don't think there can ever truly be a perfect government. It's such a hard balance.
That's like, you want a perfect government, you want a perfect world. That's not...
And that's not possible.
Yeah.
It's just not gonna happen. Yeah. Perfect government, guys.
Because the government...
It's always...
There's, like, Congress, there's...
Well, that's just
Republican, Democrat, that's
yeah.
part of the... That's already a split...
Yeah.
...thing.
A house divided cannot stand, as once a man said.
Forgot yes.
Was it Abraham Lincoln or, like... Was it Benjamin Franklin?
I don't want to assume because I'm going to sound like an idiot.
Yeah, well, this is factually incorrect, so it's fine, actually.
Yeah.
Well, this is a very serious episode so far.
Yeah, some of this episode is not factually incorrect.
Some of this is real, guys.
Some of this is how I truly feel.
This is our vibing feelings here. Yeah, so, answer, there can't be a perfect government. It's just not going to happen. Because, yeah. could the world make any progress in technology didn't exist? Wait, could the world make any progress if technology didn't exist? Oh, okay.
Well, okay, that's very broad.
Yeah.
Because, listen, technology isn't just, like, electronics and stuff.
Yeah, it's like a spoon.
Yes, a spoon is a technology.
Yeah.
So, like, you want to have nothing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're asking here.
No, yeah, Larry's an idiot, bro. Larry, I feel like Larry just...
Larry, kill yourself.
Don't actually do that, Larry.
No, Larry, we love you. Larry, no. Don't do that, Larry. Please don't.
Okay, was that the last one?
Oh, there's one more. Okay. Oh god, that's a deep one.
I wanna read it.
Have you ever thought you weren't good enough or undeserving of the life you have? I think...
Actually, you know what? With that question, I wanna know, like, if I ask that to me, personally, like, myself, obviously, at some points, I would say definitely yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, my life is great, and then, like, you talk to, like, your some parents...
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, your grandparents, and it's, like they the life that they had to, like, work so hard to get, mm-hmm. give, like, our parents, and then our parents have, like, worked so hard to give us the life that we have right now. But it's, like, if you take that to, like, a kid in, like, another country, or, like, even this country mm-hmm. who, like, doesn't have the same amount of, like, everything that we have, I want to, like, hear their answer.
To be fair, most of us aren't deserving of the life we have. We are very lucky to be born, at least. In a developed country. Like, if you're gonna get born somewhere, you want it to be in North America, Europe, some places in Asia.
Yeah.
Some places in Africa, even. But there are some places, like, the Middle East, that's cool and all, but there's a lot of stuff going on there, usually. You know, you got the Israel stuff right now in Palestine. That's not great. Nothing's good ever really going on over there. But, yeah, also, we've talked about this before, too. Like, if you were born in a different time period, like let's say in Germany during the 1940s, there's a chance you might have been, like, you know, would you have been a Nazi?
That's a good question.
Like, your mindset is...
Yeah, but then, like, here's the thing, like, would you personally think, like, if you were a Nazi, would you personally think that's a... like correct because that's where you were born and that's what you grew up like your parents.
Well, because if Germany would have won the war, we would have all been taught to not like, you know, we would all be like anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Which is horrible, guys. Don't do that. but would we think that's right? Would we think that that's how life just is?
Well, I mean, if that's what we're taught by like our parents and everything, and we're just taught by like. Different races are like taught that like different races are a different species that like we shouldn't like, then that's like, then I feel like that's what we'd end up believing because we listen to the people that are older than us because they're like our mentors. But
in the movie Django Unchained, this one guy Calvin Candy, he talks about the skull of a black man, like the skeleton skull,
mm-hmm.
and he opens it up and uses is it called like racist science, I believe. Where he uses these excuses at the school to say that black people are less superior. He, like, points to these dimples and say, look how submissive and dumb they are, which obviously isn't true. But they're just trying to make themselves feel better.
Yeah, you see, here's the thing, like, a black person and a white person, while they're alive, you may have conflicts, hopefully not, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's always going to be racism. Even if it diminishes, it's
always...
But
there's also going to be these tests where
the thing is, like, once you die and deteriorate... Those two skeletons are going to look pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah. They're going to be height or something.
Yeah.
He'll be taller. We all know. Okay. they've done tests where they would get a black baby and a white baby, and they, like, grow them up together. And never in any scenarios do they ever have any conflict, meaning that racism is taught. Racism is, like, taught to people. No one grows up.
Yeah, it's probably, like...
No one is automatically racist. Everyone is taught.
Like, the family and then, like, the area you grow up around.
Yeah. Which is also, like, it's hard to argue with a racist person because they think they're right.
Well, that's why I want to know, like, who was the first person that, like, thought of, like, the other color or race doesn't have the same rights, it shouldn't have the same rights as...
I'm not sure. But I do know that one of the philosophers, like, Plato or something... said that slavery was just a part of life, that it was natural, which is crazy. It was like Plato said that, I'm pretty sure, which is like, wow. It's like slavery was so common back then that people just accepted it as natural. Natural. Which is kind of iffy.
Yeah.
That was a pretty deep episode. Alright, guys.
Larry, Larry came up. Larry's giving me another philosophical question.
Oh, dang, what's that one?
Let's read it. Oh, this one doesn't seem very philosophical.
Oh, wait, I think Larry just told me what it was. He's whispering it in my ear right now.
Is it the about gingers?
No, it's not. Actually, wait. Wait.
It is!
Gary. Larry, not Gary.
Gary?
Okay. So, do gingers have rights? Should they have rights?
Oh, mine is, can you be racist towards a ginger?
Larry, you son of a bitch. Okay, so... we'll go... Okay. As a ginger, I think that we should have rights. I think we should. I don't think you should be racist towards us. What do you think, Noah?
I don't know if you can be racist towards a ginger.
Because you definitely can.
No, okay, here's the thing. Racism is, like, discrimination towards a certain race. A ginger is a certain hair color. That's not a race. That's like you telling me.
Look here. You don't understand what I go through. In the hallway. Hey, little Irish leprechaun. Where's your pot of gold? I bet your bank account shows a pot of gold. Noah. The babe. Of being a ginger.
Yeah, but you never actually show the pain.
You can't. Can they think you're a little... Irish wussy, which I'm not even Irish, so screw you for assuming that, Noah.
I didn't say you
were Irish. Yes, you did. You blinked it in Morse code.
I know
you. You're Irish.
You're German, right?
I am German, in fact.
See? Boom.
And French. But we already knew that.
Nobody likes French people.
French people are horrible, but we'll talk about that in a later episode.
No racism.
Oh, yeah. French people are awesome. And I would definitely never say I hate French people in a later episode. Foreshadowing.
So racism towards gingers. I mean, no. Definition of racism. You can't be racist towards gingers.
Is gingerism a thing?
I feel like you can be, like you can discriminate towards gingers. Does that make sense?
Gingerism is real. A term for prejudice against people with red hair. They have a word for it, guys. Come on, this is...
So it's called gingerism?
The Oxford Dictionary has gingerism. Is gingerphobia real?
It's probably called something totally else.
Probably. Nope, gingerphobia. Fear, dislike, or hatred of people with red hair. Guys, there are words like gingerphobia and gingerism, there's something wrong with the world.
Yeah, but don't you think there's already something... Why do you care personally... more about hatred towards gingers instead of trying to fix the current hatred towards, like, racism.
GLM. Such as,
like, BLM.
No, GLM. Ginger Life Matter.
You think GLM is more important than BLM? Do you think racism towards one race is more important to fix than racism towards another race?
Well, here's the thing. They're both equally. Now, if equal? I had...
They're both equal?
Okay, now, if I had to choose...
gingers have been more hated at the exact same amount as... colored people?
You know what? I think BLM is more important because it affects more people. Gingers are only like 1 or 2% of the population. Meaning, okay, yeah, BLM is more important. But after BLM, GLM.
Oh, so...
After we
You mean
solve.
Like the racism towards like Asians or like Chinese people is like...
You know what? How about we all just do it together? Let's just do it all at once. I think we tackle it all at once.
Try to fix it all at once.
Yeah. It might take a few hundred years, but we'll get there.
Already. Yeah. Sure. That's fair.
It is fair, I feel like.
Alright. Well, I think...
Well, this episode's kind of long.
Yeah.
It is quite a lengthy one.
I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't listen to this whole thing, but if you caught up to the gingers...
Oh, I bet they were invested the whole time.
Yeah. It's facts. If you caught up to the part about the gingers, then we are proud of you.
Yep. Make a good transition for the next one.
Yeah.
Not really, but it'll be called back, I bet.
What?
I bet it'll be like a callback to this episode.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty crazy, wouldn't it?
I wonder if there is a callback.
Do you think the French thing's gonna come back too? The French thing?
No, maybe French people.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. It might come back.
Well, but like, what if we like at some point in the later episodes talk about like how the first episode was like deleted?
We didn't.
Oh, we wouldn't?
No, it wasn't deleted.
Oh, it wasn't.
Remember, we never mentioned it. We talked about outside of the podcast.
Oh, and how you were on.
Yes, these are filmed in chronological order. Okay. And next podcast, we are so happy to welcome the next guest, Brayden, who did not already leave after the filming of this. Look, this is some time travel stuff right now that was going on, which we will talk about more later, too.
Because at that point, we did time travel,
but
we
can't tell you that. Yes, time travel is real, and Noah's way of it is dumb, which we will also talk about.
I may have accepted that, but at the time, I did not accept it. Okay. Because it was during time travel, which was in the past, but right now it's the present.
And if Larry isn't mentioned in the next episode, that's just because we forgot about him. But he'll be back.
No, we just didn't forget about him. I think he was just like, tell us that...
Was he on like a 2-hour smoke break?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, like a 2-week, because these were filmed over a week.
Oh, yeah, not one night. Yeah, that'd be preposterous.
Yeah.
That'd be silly, actually.
I don't know why.
We'd do that. Probably conclude this episode.
Yep.
I think we can conclude some... don't be racist towards gingers, and stay philosophical, I guess.
Yep.
You know?
Thanks for...
Bye, fellas.
Adios, as they would say in Germanese.
Okay.